Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are fully committed to the secure and timely delivery of the nation's election mail.
Adrian Marshall with U.S. Postal Service says they are better prepared for the upcoming midterms than the 2020 election, thanks in part to stronger relationships with state and local election officials. And she notes the service has worked effectively in more than 66 primary runoffs and special elections this year.
On average, it has taken less than 2 days to deliver ballots to and from our voters.
In the next week, USPS will implement election-related steps, such as extra deliveries and collections and expanded hours at processing plants. Recent polls put Republicans back over Democrats on the generic congressional ballot, which GOP insiders suggest is due to pessimism about inflation. Democrats contend that new national polls are not the cause for alarm in many key Senate races. That includes Arizona, where Democrat Mark Kelly has a major funding advantage over Republican Blake Masters, and Georgia, where Democrat Raphael Warnock holds a slight lead over Republican challenger Herschel Walker. In Ohio's key Senate race, Republican J.D. Vance has a narrow 2-point lead over Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan in a new USA Today Suffolk University poll. Over 8 million people have applied for federal student debt relief since the application period opened on Friday. More than 40 million Americans are eligible for the program. President Joe Biden on Monday urged borrowers to avoid scams.
My message to fraudsters looking to cheat the American people is don't do it. We're going to hold you accountable.
The president also expressed optimism that any legal challenges to the program will be defeated. A CDC official says the Title 42 order, which restricted asylum access at the southern border since the pandemic, was drafted without input from the nation's top health agency and handed to his team. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has maintained that the Trump-era order is a public health authority and not immigration policy.
And it is important to note that Title 42 is applicable and has been applicable to all irregular migration during this pandemic.
The Biden administration recently expanded the policy to include Venezuelans, who are arriving in increasing numbers. The House Oversight Committee says former President Donald Trump's company charged the Secret Service exorbitant hotel rates on dozens of trips. The panel reports there were 5 stays charged at 3 times the allowed rate, suggesting a taxpayer-funded windfall for Trump's businesses. Several Middle Eastern OPEC members are defending their recent decision to cut oil production, saying it's economically, not politically, motivated. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about Biden, saying there would be consequences for Saudi Arabia.
There's nothing imminently moving right now in Congress regarding this, so there is time for the president to have those consultations, those conversations.
The Biden administration accused Saudi Arabia of benefiting Russia during the Ukraine war. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find Array Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.